Friday, Torah Masha, Dalad Nachmav, Tavshin Pei Beis, Rav Moshe Stamna.
Good morning. I quite often daven in a minyan on Shabbos morning, which is a Hashkama minyan, and people come in who are going to daven in the second minyan, and they have a kavios before the second minyan, so they come in to get the sefer, and then they go out again. There are some who wait until the kriya has finished, that aliyah has finished, and go out, and others go out in the middle. So this was more to be the shaila, to look into this inyan of whether that's allowed. Another shaila that occurs is a shulwe daven, where the front door has a combination lock, which is right by the entrance of the shul. And sometimes people come in and they don't know, so they're knocking on the door. You're in the middle of the laning and they're knocking on the door, and someone goes out to let the person in. And yet another shaila in the same shul, the kids are disturbing in the foyer, and someone goes out to shush them. The shaila is whether this is mutter or not. So it was interesting that the apostle, which this is learned from, has a kesher to the mandate, as I'll explain in a minute. Let's start with a famous Gemara, which is perhaps not so negative to us, but I think we can connect it, and it's always kedai to stay with this Gemara and the famous back on this. So this is Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. The pasuk says, Mi ha'ish ha'chacham yavan ezois and amar abud arav. So this question, Amar of the Oritz, Dabazer amru chachamim velo pishua, amru nevim velo pishua. I said, Pirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'atzmo Hashem explained himself, Al ma of the Oritz, and the answer is, of course, Al Ozvam es Torosi Asher Nosati Lefneim. That's the posuk's answer. Al Ozvam es Torosi, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rav says, Al Shelo Biruchu Batorah Batechila. So the famous Bach speaks about this and says, what was it so terrible about not being Baruch Batorah Techila? And he goes on to explain that Hashem gave a Torah which is Makasha on the Shomas to the Ruchnis of Hashem, and it brings kedusha into all the Eivorim into our guf, and they took the Torah as a means to an end, whether it was just to know what to do al pi halacha, or whether it was to show their chokhma, or to be misgoeh. And because of that, because they didn't understand that the Torah brings the Shekhinah to Klai Yisrael, so they lost the mokum of the Shekhinah, the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, what this Gemara is saying. Al-Azam is Tarasi, that they were not oisik in the Torah the way they should have been oisik in it. So we see the chashivas of Torah. Agav, I was looking for a moshel that was brought down in one of the Sfarim by the Duvna Magid. I couldn't find the moshel, but I did find that the Duvna Magid once, in his early days, he was supported by his father-in-law and he was in business. His father-in-law had a lot of money and he used to go on business trips. So he once went to Berditchev, and he was on the way there, and Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, he arrives at a village near Berditchev, and he wasn't sure how far it was. So he asked the owner of the inn there, can I get to Berditchev before Shabbos? So the owner eyed him up and down, as you could see he was a businessman, and he wanted him to stay there. So he said, if you are choshish for Chil Shabbos, I should think you should stay with me, don't go. So he stayed there, he went on. 2 years later, his father-in-law lost all his money, and the Duvna Magid was forced to be an artilian and darshan. He went around darshaning for his panosah. Very poor, and he went around darshaning. He arrived at the same inn, about the same time on Erev Shabbos, and the innkeeper looked at him and said, what do you do? I see you're a darshan. Yes, he said, I am, yes. He said, so he asked him, have I got time to get to Berditchev? And so he said to him, yeah, you've got plenty of time. That was the end of the conversation. So the Duvna Magid said to him, ah, now you've answered the kasa I had. It says, Alma of the Oritz. So what do you mean, Al-Mah of the Oritz? The land wasn't lost. We were lost from the land because of our Averis, but it wasn't that the land was lost. And now I understand. So 2 years ago, I came here, same time, and you told me that you have to stay here. There's a long way till Berditchev. And now I come, and suddenly, it's a short way. It says, Al-Mah of the Oritz. Well, where did the land get lost? All that distance between here and there got lost. So now I understand. It says, Al-Azvom is Torah. Last time I came, I was a rich man. I had money. You interested me. Now, I've got nothing but my Torah. Al-Azvom is Torah. You're not interested in my Torah. So suddenly, now, Al-Mah of the Oritz. That's what's happened. The land's got lost because now it's just the Torah. Now, there is a very literal explanation of the idea of Azivas HaTorah, not from this Pasuk, as we mentioned before, but from another Pasuk, which we say, it's interesting, the power of the Nusach and the power of The koyach of a nigun is very, very powerful this time of the year. We come to chazon, Shabbos chazon, and you start chazon, and you have this low, mournful tune that you go through, and you go through 24 pesukim. And when you finish those 24 pesukim, that low, mournful way, and suddenly you get to the pasuk where it changes over, you feel it. Suddenly the pace changes. It changes. And you feel the difference. Now, these pesukim we're familiar with, because one of these four pesukim at the end, which you say in the normal nigun, one of them is V'ashiva Shovtaich K'vorishona V'yotzaich K'vatzuchila. So we all know, we're familiar with that from the Shemona Esrei. And then it finishes Tzion B'mishpat Tzipodeh B'shaveh B'tzdaka. The next pasuk after this is the pasuk which the Gemara quotes in Daf Ches of Brachas, why it's also to leave in the middle of Kriyas Torah, because the pasuk says V'sheva Poishim V'chatoim Yachtov V'oizvei Hashem Yichlu. The destruction of the Rishayim, the Poishim and the Chatoim will come together, and Oizvei Hashem Yichlu, and those who leave Hashem Yichlu will be finished off. And it's this Gemara, the Gemara Das of this pasuk is talking about the Aveira of leaving B'shas Kriyas Torah. And the Gemara in Megillah, Darshan, is actually the Seder Shemona Esrei in these Pesukim. That after Hashiva Shavteinu, we have Velamalshinim, because the Pasuk speaks about bringing back the Shoftim, and then straight after that, about the din against the Rishayim. And the Shulchan Arab says, that's why we have to say Zaydim. He said, you have to say Zaydim in the Bracha, Velamalshinim, because the Pasuk says, V'sheva Poshim V'chataim Yachtob, the Poshim of the Zaydim. Those are people who abandon Hashem. So there's a keshet here, but in the actual Shemona Esrei, and between this pasuk, which is the halacha we're going to look at now, and the 3 weeks. So what the Gemara actually says is the following: Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rabbi Ami. Ma'id Yisiv, Va'oiz V'Hashem Yichlu. What does it mean? The pasuk says those who leave Hashem will be finished off. Zeh Hameniach Sefer Torah, V'Yotze. This is someone who leaves the Sefer Torah and goes out. He goes out in the laning. We'll see exactly when in the laning. So they say it means when the Sefer Torah is open. If the Sefer Torah is open and you go out, then that's Oiz Hashem Yichlu. And the Tashbats says that the raya is because the Targum Yonasan is the Shavik Doraisa the Hashem Yishtetzun. Those who abandon the Torah of Hashem, the Pasuk doesn't say just to leave Hashem. How do you leave Hashem? Those who leave the Torah of Hashem, they abandoned the Torah of Hashem, Yichlu. So therefore to go out is wrong. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Habo Nofik, he used to go out, Bein Gavra the Gavra, between Aliyahs. He used to go out between one Aliyah and the next. That was okay. And we'll see later on whether you could do that Stam, or whether you need the Torah to do that. And obviously they say it's talking about when there is a minyan already. Because if you leave when there's no minyan, there's no minyan anymore, even though they can finish the Leini, you can still finish the Leini because it's all one inyan. Nevertheless, is that they're leaving before that they had the Shekhinah there, and after that the Shekhinah is not there anymore. So that's included in Oiz Hashem Yichlu. And the Gemara, the Lord Gemara says, if someone goes out in the middle of Brichas Kriyas Shema, whatever it is, and they leave the minyan without a minyan, that's also Oiz Hashem Yichlu. So that's also included. But so going out, being Gavra the Gavra, is only mutter if you have a minyan that's left behind. And then the Gemara speaks about what's the din? Between one posuk and the other. Now, how can you go out between one posuk and the other? So in those days, they used to have a metargim, right? There was a targum on each posuk. I've seen this actually. You know, in Morlein and many, I think it's all Sephardic schools, in the Haftorah of Tisha B'Av, they have a lengthy, like a drush on each posuk. Between each posuk, there's a drush. It's about two or three times as long as the posuk after each posuk. And you find it imprinted in Arabic, in some of the kinos, and in the Spanish, in Morlaine, as I said, it with English, which must have been written about 150 years ago, and it speaks about the land was left, and there were only quadrupeds there. You know what quadrupeds are? Animals, yeah. Four-legged animals. So I actually rewrote it with a bit more modern. I just changed it slightly to make it a little bit more understandable English. So that's the idea we find in Metargim nowadays. Now, so the Shaila was whether you could go out whilst the Metargim is explaining the posse, can you go out? So the Gora leaves it as a teiku, undecided. Now, this is would be nogeya to us, according to the minhag we used to have, the on Shavuos, when we say Akdomas. There were some who used to say Akdomas after the first pasuk, like we do by Yitziv Piskam, that we say in the Haftorah, on the second day, you say the first bracha of the Haftorah, and then you do Yitziv Piskam. So they used to do Akdamas like that. You say the Birkas Haftorah, the first pasuk, and then Akdamas. So the shaila was, could you go out? That would be the good. Could you go out during Akdamas? Because they're not actually laning then. Could you go out then? That would be the shaila. And the Gwara is, it comes out as a maskana, is teiku, that you can't, and there, because of teiku, the shaila is what you do. So Pashto should say, if it's a teiku, it's a sofik drabonin, because laning is drabonin, you should say sofik kula. But the Rabbeinu Yonah and the others all say, no, it would be paskan, it's like a sofik deraisa, and the Divrei Chamudos explains, we should be machme in takonas chachomim, like a sofik deraisa. And the Makor Chaim says, a teiku of Kovod HaTorah is Adif. This is an Ishail of Kovod HaTorah. Since it's Kovod HaTorah, then believe the teiku is the Chumrah, and that you can't go out between one Pasuk and the other, which, as we said, would not be Nogaya to us normally. In a normal circumstance, it wouldn't be Nogaya. It could be Nogaya, Bein Pasuk to Pasuk, if you have there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah, and they have closed the Sefer, because as long as the Sefer is open, you can't do it, you can't leave. If they've closed the Sefer to be iron, that would be the same Ishail. Could you go out then between that? This is the Shaila Halacha LeMaaseh. Now I'd like to read out to you how it comes out in practical Halacha. It's a Siman Kuf Mem Vav. The main topic of the Siman is about talking during Kriyas HaTorah. But the very first sif, just a short sif, it says, Oster Latzeis Ulaneach Sefer Torah Kishu Pasuach. You can't go out and leave the Sefer Torah when it's open. Aval bin Gavra le Gavra Shapit Domi. But between one aliyah and the next aliyah is okay. Included in that is if you have a Kohen, and there's no Levi, so the Kohen gets aliyah twice, it's still called bin Gavra le Gavra. It's not a din in the person, it's a din in the fact that the Sefer has been closed. So that then is not a chisorin kovod Torah to leave. The Mishnah Bura brings, Asur it says, V'alzeh nema oizvi Hashem yichlu, this pasuk we started off with, U'metar gaminen, the shavik araisa d'Hashem yishteitzun. Someone who leaves the Torah of Hashem will be destroyed. And he says, and even if you've got 10 people in the shul who listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, it's still also to go out. Now what happens, the most common thing, is the person has to go out because they need to be excused. So what happens then? So the Mishnah Bura, elsewhere, says that the din there is, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that the Kovod HaTorah is doicha bat shaktsun. And therefore, if a person, even if it's got so bad, it's bat shaktsun, that you still stay in, As long as if they can manage, they should still stay in, even in the middle of the aliyah, because the Kovod HaTorah is so choshev to that. Then, obviously, begavra the gavra, they can go out. Now, what happens if they've gone out and they've missed some of the laning? So, mikra din, they're not mechuyev to go and be mashlim anywhere else, because Kriyas HaTorah is a choiva on the tzibur rather than a choiva on the yochid. And this became relevant a few months ago, because my dear mechutin was going to Eretz Israel for a simcha, and we're going to miss laning. So you organized a minyan, correct? Shabbos Mincha to do what he was going to miss. And I was also going to Eretz Yisrael, but I mistakenly thought it was the same week. So I was asking him to come, although in fact it wasn't the right week, it was the next week for me. But I'd been asking him to come and I knew it was Shorman and I went there. One of those people who asked, Shaila, he said, I'll come. What about my sons? And his sons asked in Shaila and Yeshiva, and they were told it's in the middle of Seder, it's a chova on the tzibur and not on the chova on you, so therefore Kriyas HaTorah is a chova on the tzibur rather than a yochid. But however, a person can do so, they should try to be mashlim. Now, then, what happens when the laning's finished and the last bracha hasn't been said? So the sefer has been closed. Can you go out then? So this is a machlokas about this, whether you can actually go out at that point. And so obviously we're trying to be machmir on that. Now that's all going out at the end of the aliyah. Now bein gavra le gavra is muta. Bein gavra le gavra. Again, v'hushe nishtara asara beisakness. You have to have 10 people in the shul. That's okay. And that is talking about someone who's already heard Kriyas HaTorah, is going to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. And it's also muta. I once had a shayla of listening to laning before davening, because I remember many years ago I'd gone to Bnei Brak to see the spikes of the Baruch, and there was lots of, there was a minyan, another minyan, so I heard the laning before, because the way it worked out, I heard the laning before and then heard shachris, then went somewhere else and so on. So the laning doesn't have to be davka done then in that seder. Now In the Yalkut Yosef, he brings down, in this Inyan of leaving, that there used to be a minhag, there were various shuls in town, and on Simchas Torah, the Chasan Torah, Chasan Bereishis, used to invite people to come to list to their aliyah, and they would leave their minyan to go to that minyan, and they would leave in the middle of it. And there was a fixed minhag they used to do. And he brings from Svarim who write the Chikuk Hilei, who writes against this and says it's a very wrong thing to do. Although it's a minhag, lo alim koach haminhag b'hai gavna. The koach of the minhag is not strong against the halacha. And he brings from Rabbi Yisrael Berman b'sefer Halachos Ketanos, if you see that they're noig opposite from the din, that's not called a minhag kavua, however long that minhag has been going up yichomim. But because of docha kasha garam alehem lispol minhag shelo kadin, the difficulties of the time made them, they had to put out with a minhag. It's not a raya, the fact that they're doing a minhag, if the minhag is not kadin. And the Knesset HaGadol writes the following: Elokim hu yodea sheterachti harbe levatol minhag zeh. This will talk about a minhag. These have minhag to be miyached the chosan and kala before the chuppah, and there were a lot of mikshodas that came out of this. He says, I tried very hard to battle this minhag in our town. V'ala biyodi, I was successful. Sisi askoma b'charomus niduim alzeh. So we had made chayrim against this, and we were successful. Or the simas bali zroa, and because of powerful people, bali agrifoin asher eight pakad that became the neged einayhem, and who were not scared of Hashem, chaza haminhag l'surra. And there the minhag went back. So you see the difficulties of fighting sometimes against minhagim. There can be wrong minhagim. However, having said that, just to shout out, my parents and Mishal used to keep 3 hours after meat, for meat about 3 hours. And I heard when I started learning Shulchan Aruch, the people telling me there's no makor for this minhag. Where did you find this? You find it, there's a thing like 4 hours, 5 hours, you have it for makor. It's obviously it's no worse than keeping 1 hour, which is mentioned, it's 1 hour plus, but to say that there's time, there's no makor for the minhag. But Lachori, if you have a Kehilas Shleimus, or all will knowing 3 hours, that itself is, that shows that it's a valid minhag itself, the very fact that people did it. If you have something which is clearly against halacha, yes?
Right.
You bring them a call for that, for 3 hours. Oh, interesting, I'd like to see, I'd be interested to see. 3 hours. 3 hours, interesting. Yeah, I'd like to see that. Yeah, very interesting. Okay, Shkoch. I remember when my oldest daughter got married, she married a young man from Holland, and he kept 1 hour. So what I did was I bought a milk munch, and I kept an eye on when we finished the meal, finished the basics, and then during the dancing, and actually an hour later, I sent across the milk munch, across the machitza to my daughter. It was after benching. Yeah, because obviously it was before benching as a shana. Right. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan explains this union of going out during Lein. He says, Kovod HaTorah is more chobor, is as chobor as a Kovod HaShchina. And that's why we find that it compares leaving the Torah to like Hasok in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And the Torah Mor speaks about it from the Mekubalim and says, Cherekriyas HaTorah B'tzibur Yesh Ma'amad Shel Me'ein Matan Torah Mechudash. It's like a reliving of Matan Torah. L'chein Haziva Emsa Chamor Ma'oid. And the Torah Mor says, I dash many times before the expulsion from Spain, even the Israel were oisit with Torah, they were not bekabed the Torah. And therefore, this pasuk was meramis to his oisit yichlu, that's someone who needs to say for Torah, because it's part of kovod haTorah to give kovod to it when the sefer Torah is being opened, and even not only in lay during the aliyah, but even bein gavra legavra shouldn't be done unless it's the Torah. So, coming back to the shailas we asked, so to go out for a person who's come in because they're just coming in to get a sefer and they want to go out. This is a machlokus. The prima godin is mesupuk in it, but that they bring the sefer from Ruach Chaim that it's osa. However, Rabbi Yashiv says that it would seem to him that on his haoros and brachos that it would be mutter if a person not part of the minyan just coming in and going out. So it would seem sensible that to wait. Yeah, it's double. Like last week's parsha was double in a long time, and you've got shir starting. Maybe there's another shayla, but it would seem sensible to wait. I have a shayla because there's someone who comes in and does this, And I only ever see him in the middle of the landing, so I can't discuss it with him and point out that maybe he should wait, because that's the only time I ever see him. But that, the gubby, that shadow. Now, the gubby going out to stop children making noise, what would you say to that? Right, the question is, going out to stop children from making a noise. You're going out because there's children making a noise outside and it's disturbing the lady.
Disturbing the whole business. The lady should stop. The lady, Balthoyle, should stop.
But it could stop whilst he goes out. Yeah, it could be. But the person who goes out, which happens last week, happens if she went out, so what, is that wrong?
Can you still hear the lady?
You can still hear it, but it's disturbing. So I would have thought that's all right, because there you're doing it because of Kabbalah Torah. The whole thing is it's designed to the Torah to go out, and here you're doing it because everyone could see you're going out because it's disturbing. So I would imagine that would be mutter to do it, because you're doing it as Kabbalah Torah, you're doing it. Now, if someone's knocking on the door, so it depends why you're doing it. If you're doing it as a chesed to the person, I thought not, because you can't leave. But if you're doing it because it's disturbing people, and you see that even though maybe I peeked in, you should get all the person outside, but you can see people getting uncomfortable, there's someone knocking and knocking and knocking, and they feel bad, and the person's going to go away. So if it's disturbing the people who are laning, who are listening to the laning, I thought it's also be mutter if you're doing it without that, but not if you're doing it as the care of the person. However, the Kaf HaChaim brings down that if a person is called to another minyan, he doesn't say that it's to make up another minyan, but I presume that's the case. He says then it's allowed to be done. He says that's how we know in Yerushalayim. If someone's going to another shul to make up the minyan, then they could go out. I mean, I suppose you could also wait for a minute, but it seems it is allowed. Now, I'd like to just finish off a different subject, heard a shiur yesterday, which Moira, this inyan, a very beautiful teshuva of Rav Adi Yosef on the subject of Nachim. And his shaila is, he says, hasn't the time come to change the nusach of Nachim? Nowadays, Yerushalayim is being rebuilt, more and more people there, people go to the Kotel. Isn't it time to change the nusach of Nachim? So he answers, he says, Nachim is me'ein ha-me'oiro tishabav, which is mentioned in the Yerushalmi. The nusach of the Yerushalmi is not exactly like our nusach, but there's a nusach, a lot of it is similar. And the siddur of Rav Sadia Goen, Rav Amram Goen, also mention it. He says that the Rav Sadia Goen says that the tefillos and the matbeah of the brachas we rely on from the Kabbalah, which came down from the Nevi Hashem and the Anshei Kness HaGadolah. And they had two sedarim of tefillos. One was for the time of the Malchus Yisrael, and the other one was a seder which was designated for the time of Godus. And the Gemara in Nozir says that they knew that the Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. The Gemara in Nozir, the Darshan, the Apostle, they knew the Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has got lots of interesting things about how in this Bayis Sheni they were managing certain things, Davka, because they knew it was temporary, and they did want to make it clear it was temporary. For example, they carried on using the names of the months they took from Bovel. They didn't go back to the old months they kept, because to make it clear, there's still an element of Golus in Bayis Sheni, and certain things they did was a hachana for the future Golus they knew would come. It's very interesting, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, on this. And he brings down the Seder Hayom, who writes that the Nusach of Emes and Yatsiv was Masukhan by the B'nai Gola, who were Rochak from Yerushalayim, and when Ezra called them to come, they didn't want to go, because they said, we know this Beis HaMikdash is not going to last, and we don't want to go to all the Tzoros, go back to Eretz Yisrael, and have another Beis HaMikdash. And we prefer to stay where we are and serve Hashem from here. And so that the other people shouldn't consider them as Rishoyim, they were Masukhan, Emes V'Yatziv, to show that they had Emuna in Hashem. Emes V'Yatziv, it's all Emes. It's interesting, I never knew this, that it was Masukhan by these people, right? So it turns out the Nusach of Nachem, which is Mekubal by us from Dori Doris, is Yisoda Bahari Kodesh, through the Anshei Kness HaGadolah. So even though the Anshei Kness HaGadolah before the Churban of Ayashayim, but they were Musachin it. And the Avudram says, in the Tefillah of Nachem, he explains how it all fits with the Pesukim. Esair Ha'Avela, Hashem HaKosov Darkisin Avelos. HaChareva, Hashem Hashem Yushalayim Harva, the Kenema Nichem Kol Karvoseha Habzuya Hashem Re Hashem Habita Haisi Zolela Hashemema Mibli Boneha Al Shem Kirabim Bene Shemema. And it says Kol Sha'er Shemema. So it goes through all the Pesukim. And he points out, it says the Rosh Tevas of Avela, Chareva, Bazuya, and Shemema are Achavesh. which is as in Machabish Latzvoisam, that binds up their fractures. Liramoy's Beyom Chavosh Hashem Eshcheva Amo, the actual letters spell out, Achabish, that I will bind up the sorrows of Klal Yisrael. And then he goes on to say, so how can anyone start tampering with these letters and the words of the ancestors of Anish Kedolam? And he brings from the Gemara in Brachos, which says that Rabbi Gamliel said, they forgot the Brikas Haminim, and Rabbi Gamliel said, Kum yesh b'chem odom sheyodeh l'sachin Brikas Haminim. Anyone who knows how to misachin Brikas Haminim. So what's so hard to be misachin? He said, Elamai, because since every word counts, and every word has to fit in with Alpi, Grois Inyon, and therefore you need someone great to do so. And then he goes on to say, he speaks about how Tzion Sheshomeim, he says, the Harabayis is a mokum where there's tumah there, and he says that apparently they, I don't know if they still do this, the Arabs before the burial, they bring in their mace in there to the Harshtia, and he brings a medrash that says that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was sitting and crying, the Chorman found him and asked him, why are you crying? And he said, I'm crying, well, Evan HaShasiyah, which is in the base of the Mikdash. And he said, Evan HaShasiyah, this place, how could the Goyim will be mezalzel in it, and they will bring their mesim into the Evan HaShasiyah. And he writes from Sforim, Sefer Eila, Masseh, which is by Rav Moshe Chagiz, who writes, we see now how they bring in how this Nebuah came true in our days, and how the Yisraelim bring in their mesim into there. And then he goes to say, Kol Shekein, when you see all the Tzaras, and this is Rav Avadi Yosef speaking, he says, when you see the even in Yerushalayim, the Chil Shabbos, and the thousands of people who brought out with no Zecher of Yiddishkeit whatsoever, and you don't want to add on to what he says, but maybe if you'd have seen what was going on with the Kol Yisrael nowadays, he'd probably most of that as well. And so he says that Avadi should not change the Nusach. And he finishes off, which well finished off, Tzvilasenu, Laboy Yisparech, Yoshu bin Achameini, Yichbo Shabbosenu, Bitsoma, Chamisha, Yer, Lebeis, Yehuda, Lososa, and Simcha, and Lemoradim, Toivu, Yekuin, Bonus, Simcha, Yisrushalayim, the Giruba, Kol, Ameha, Sisu, Yisom, Masos, Kol, Hamisab, Naleha, Kish, Ash, Ish, Emoit, and Achamonu, Kain, Anachem, Yisrushalayim, Tunuchamu.